This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Argentina is reporting its first case of coronavirus, while Spain has announced its first death, as global health experts grapple with how to control a virus about which little is still known. Argentina's health minister says that country's first coronavirus victim is a 43-year-old man who spent 2 weeks in northern Italy, the center of Europe's outbreak. Earlier Tuesday, World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus urged people around the world to stop hoarding masks and other protective gear, saying that healthcare workers need them.
Shortages are leaving doctors, nurses, and other frontline health workers dangerously ill-equipped to care for COVID-19 patients.
Experts say that surgical masks are no guarantee to protect you against the virus, but they are essential equipment for doctors and nurses. Hand sanitizer is also in short supply. Drugstore and supermarket store shelves, where the product is usually stocked, are bare in many areas of the United States. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Market research shows a big jump in the sale of hand sanitizers, wipes, and liquid soap. With all their use, buses and subway trains are breeding grounds for germs. In New York, MTA boss Patrick Foy says cleaning crews are ready.
Trains, cars, and buses will be cleaned daily, with the MTA's full fleet being disinfected every 72 hours.
Turnstiles, elevators, and escalators will be cleaned daily.
This is a substantial investment of time and resources, and a substantial increase in both the frequency and intensity of disinfecting.
The CDC recommendation is washing hands with warm or cold water and then lathering soap for 20 seconds. As far as coughing and sneezing, block with the elbow, not your hands. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is VOA News.